This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, we continue our occasional series called Politics on Tap, in which we ask voters what they really think while having a beer. Author Dan Libman has been visiting bars throughout Northern Illinois, talking with patrons about their concerns ahead of the election. Recently, Dan stopped at a handful of saloons in LaSalle County and interviewed the regulars on his iPhone.
The economy's like the weather. Everyone talking about it, no one doing anything about it one way or the other. Or is that right? Unlike the weather, we do have a bit of influence. During an election, we presumably get to nudge it one way or the other. The citizens get an opportunity to vote, if we take advantage of it.
The economy's down, for sure. I mean, as a bartender, you can always tell.
Jackie mans the taps at the whimsically named Refills, spelled like the name Phil, on First Street near the Illinois River, either in LaSalle or Peru, but definitely in the area colloquially known as LaSalle, Peru.
People don't have the money to go out or do anything anymore.
So that's affecting your business?
Absolutely.
Will that affect the way you vote in November?
I probably won't vote because I don't trust any of them.
Okay.
Well, I'm registered, I just won't vote for people that I don't trust.
Did you vote in the last election?
No.
She was telling me this on a recent Thursday evening, and we had plenty of time to talk, because even though her downtown establishment was filled with stools, beer, and poker machines, it was not filled with drinkers. The joint had only two other customers, both friends of hers stopping by to say hello, and one of them wasn't even drinking. This was her barometer for a down economy, literally a barometer. I also wondered if an empty saloon on a Thursday night was a harbinger of electoral mood, economic discontent, or just bad luck. So I caught up with NIU political science professor Matt Streb to ask.
We do have something in political science called retrospective voting. And what retrospective voting says is essentially, it's really a referendum on the incumbent. And so if you are doing well or the economy is doing well, you go and you vote and you say, hey, we're going to give the incumbent another term because we're happy. If we're not happy with the economy, and this is an economic thing, it doesn't deal with anything, it deals solely with economic issues.
Yeah.
If we're not happy, then we're going to throw the bums out. We're going to vote for the challenger.
I like this idea of retrospective voting, but voter happiness turns out to be a pretty tough thing to gauge. I found a lot of discontent a little way up the road in Mendota, but not a whole lot of agreement on which bumps to throw out. Mendota's two bars on Main Street both had plenty of customers. Main Street Station Bar and Grill has a row of tables and a pretty extensive menu, including burgers and ribeye steaks, and according to a hand-printed sign on the wall, every Tuesday, tacos are served with an apostrophe S. At the bar, just finishing dinner, I found Nancy.
I'm an independent. I voted for Republicans before, but I'll never vote for another Republican as long as I live.
Why is that?
They're idiots. Boehner's an idiot. I like to call him John Boehner.
Right. Who's your local congressman?
Separated from Nancy by one wall, but political worlds apart, I found Steve sitting at the bar next door, Cowboy and Tony's Butt Shack Barbecue, having a beer over fried catfish and coleslaw.
I'm against gay marriage, and I think we need to, the abortions and stuff like that need to be stopped.
Okay.
Anything else conservative that you want to put in there?
So let me ask you a question then. Is the economy at all on your radar, or is it all like the social issue?
See, my thing is this. Once we as a nation get right with God, the money will fix itself. Gotta fix the money. I believe that. Yes, you know you've got to
get right with God. These to me seem more like global concerns than local pocketbook anxieties. I asked Matt Streb which one is more compelling to voters.
You know, I always ask my class about this. If I were to say, well, what is driving most people to the polls? Is it your own individual personal situation? Do I have a job? How are my stocks doing? That type of thing. Or is it the national economy as a whole? There actually is a fairly significant percentage of the public that is going based on kind of the overall view of the national economy. They may not be blaming the president or their own member of Congress if they're out of a job, but they're not happy if the economy as a whole is not doing well.
Right.
This definitely squares with the feelings of Mark, who I found having a cold one inside a corner bar in a working-class neighborhood of LaSalle called Jake's Poor, P-O-U-R, house. Mark was pretty sure he knew what he was going to hear leading up to November.
We're going to create more jobs. We're going to give you a good paying job. I ain't seen it yet, and I have not seen trickle-down work yet. I'm tired of the same old, same old. But I think it's time that I've gone away.
Back in Mendota, my new drinking buddy Nancy shared this jaded outlook.
Low wages, unemployment, our government, lazy government. The rich are getting richer, and the poor are getting poorer.
That's what you're seeing in sort of in your everyday life.
I'm retired.
Maybe not so much retrospective voting as invective voting, Matt?
Look, this fall, you will see incumbents talking about the fact that we're, you know, especially Democrats,
yeah.
we're moving out of the recession, things are going up, things are doing well, but it's never quite got over the hump yet and turned around, and I think you'll see Republicans try to exploit that.
We have one more major issue on the minds of the voters. I'm very curious about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Will it actually affect people's vote, or at this point, is it just pundit chatter? To find out, I'm heading back out to the bars to have a beer and listen to the voters. Remember, the first one is always on me.
By the way, Dan Libman's interviews with Matt Streb took place at Fatty's in DeKalb. You can see Dan's photos of these establishments at our website. While there, you can read and hear the first installment in this series. That's at wnij.org. Give me lots of beer.